Form drawing is one of the most important lessons for your child through the grades. It's a way for the child to work artistically and therapeutically with issues around balance, harmony, form, left-right orientation, and so much more. It is our first main lesson in first grade, a really important time where your child is really starting to incarnate into his or her own body in a new way, preparing for academic work. It's not something to be skimped on. And first grade is a wonderful time for the child to explore straight lines and curves. It's basically, if you look around yourself, you know, where you're sitting, you see straight lines and curves. Those are the basic forms, you know, flat forms. And there are running forms that the child works on. Those are the horizontal forms. And there are just spiraling forms, standing forms. And that's really the main work of first grade. And second grade builds on that. In our curriculum, we first of all review what happened in first grade and work on it again. And it's a wonderful thing for a child, especially a child who struggles with form drawing, to go back and to try some of the forms that he just could not master when he was younger. And a year later, it can be quite interesting for a child to observe how he can suddenly do this thing, which he found so impossible just earlier. So the forms, we start with mirrored forms, forms in a circle, and metamorphoses. And this metamorphic forms are quite wonderful because there's something very profound. And of course, one doesn't explain that to the child. One lets it work on their soul. It's quite an interesting experience. Third grade, again, review from earlier work. And now the child who's working deep within herself on the 9-year change, some of the forms really meet that developmental stage where the child is challenged to go across an axis, crossing the midline, and some of the forms are quite advanced. Now, all of this is explained, of course, in our form drawing book. So our form drawing book is for first through third grade. So, you know, if you are coming to Christophorus in second or third grade, you'll have the first grade forms too, which you might want to work on. And we give some advice about how to do that a little faster than you would before. But, you know, this is therapeutic work. And if your child's educational experiences haven't really been meeting their developmental needs, then something like form drawing could actually be extremely healing and really important. We have a video, a teaching video, we call it, that explains how to do form drawing because, you know, often parents are quite intimidated by form drawing. So it's all explained in our video. So fourth grade carries on. Now we're starting to take a step toward geometry. And geometry is freehand in fourth grade and in fifth grade. Geometric forms are done freehand. And this is why the child really needs to have done several years of form drawing beforehand, or else they won't be able to do this. So again, if you're starting with our curriculum in third or fourth grade, work backwards, you know, work on those earlier forms. So the geometric forms are quite wonderful. And again, it's the beginnings of the child really seeing the wonders of geometry. There's also braiding with you know, crayon or colored pencil. And this is complemented in our handwork curriculum with braided things that the child is making. And then there's Celtic weaving. Some of those forms are quite complex and wonderful. fifth grade is really, really exciting because you're really now moving into proper geometry. But again, it's freehand. So there's a review of what was done in fourth grade. And then what I'm very proud of in my curriculum, because it helps tie different things together, is we focus on some forms from ancient India and from Mexico and from ancient Greece and ancient China. So those are all places that are touched upon either in the ancient mythology to ancient history block main lesson, or in the case of Mexico, in geography. And so now the child is starting to see, people all over the world, cultures all over the world have worked with some of these forms. And you don't necessarily really bring it too much to consciousness. And yet, you know, if your child notices or says, wow, hey, this is the exact same form that the Greeks did, or this Mexican form is just like this Indian form. And then he is really experienced the connections between different peoples and the truth of the journey, the universalism of the Waldorf curriculum, which reflects the truth of the universalism of the development of human consciousness and the story of humanity as a whole. And that is in form drawing. It's in our curriculum in many different places, in language arts lessons, in math, in history lessons, and it's in form drawing. Fifth grade form drawing also touches upon the geometry in plants. So now your child is getting to see that geometry is something that's all around us. It's in life, it's in science, it's in plants, it's in nature. Sixth grade, the child now starts using a straight edge and a compass. So now, again, we're not into proofs yet. That really begins in seventh grade. Maybe a little tiny bit of a hint of it when looking at some things with the Pythagorean theorem near the end of sixth grade. But for the most part, that's a preview of what happens in seventh grade. So sixth grade, I love my sixth grade geometry lessons because, you know, I talk you through it. And I'm just very, very proud of it. We work on lines and arcs, points and circles, the language of geometry, bisecting a line, vanishing squares, hexagons, triangles, bisecting an angle, complex constructions, and there's a geometry quiz. And the way I've constructed the geometry curriculum is such that there's times when you're speaking to what the child needs to do, or you're putting part forms on the board or on a piece of paper, and then your child completes them. And sometimes she has to look at some of the work in the book, in which you need to print for her so she doesn't look at other things in the book. And then she has to teach you. And this is something that's really wonderful in sixth grade because, of course, math in sixth grade is mostly focused on the budget in your family and practical math. And again, that's an opportunity where you're working together in a way you haven't worked in earlier years. And your child has to have a business plan and do some sort of a business, which, again, this is where homeschooling comes to the fore, because that's not practical. Maybe a class can do in a Waldorf school can do something, but it's not quite the same as making a child making their own business plan and project, and also really looking at, you know, at tax time, how mom or dad figures out taxes and what it means and tips and all the rest of it that is part of economic life. So, so our geometry curriculum is just very exciting. And seventh grade, it then gets into proofs and the math. And this continues in eighth grade. And the other wonderful thing in eighth grade is working with platonic solids, so three-dimensional forms. And a lot of that is done through modeling paper, you know, cutting out paper constructions. So it's a different way of really working with geometry. And then your child's really is in a wonderful position to really start to understand the sacred art of mathematics and geometry that surrounds us as spiritual beings in our world, in nature. And again, you know, your child is only sixth, seventh, eighth grade, so you're not really talking about that too much. But it's what is taking place in your child's soul, which later on, when he's ready for that sort of thing, it's there and he can go back to it. So that's a short introduction to our From Form Drawing to Geometry curriculum in Christophorus. And again, the form drawing in for first, second, and third grade appears in one booklet, and you can get that and go backwards with it to catch up if you're a little bit late to this sort of thing. I hope you and your child enjoy form drawing and really benefit from its healing properties. And again, throughout, there is a lot of teaching advice. I don't just give you the forms. I explain how you do it. And our teaching video is really helpful in that. Thank you. Bye-bye.